Hey, what's up, guys? I'm here with my friend Daquan, and we're going to be talking. He's going to be asking me some questions about schizoaffective, schizophrenia. For those of you who don't know what schizoaffective and schizophrenia schizophrenia and bipolar combined. So it's a schizophrenia is hallucinations, things like that, where you see things that aren't there or feel things that aren't there. That's just one part of it. And then the schizoaffective is a mood disorder combined with schizophrenia. So seeing things that aren't there, feeling things that aren't there sometimes, and then along with a mood disorder that causes you to feel just up and down more than the average person, whether that's weeks at a time, whether that's months at a time where you're depressed, and then you'll have a couple weeks where you'll be like super high or whatever. So that's just a little bit about it. I could go into depth more on it, but just that's a little bit about it. So Daquan's going to be asking me some questions about it, about how my experience has been with it.
Yeah, so me and Aaron were just hanging out, and I just had some questions about what he's dealing with, and then I was like, hey, it's probably be good to put on like an interview, maybe on your YouTube channel or something. So I'm just going to ask him what I was going to ask him off camera or off the mic. So for someone, what's it called? Schizoaffective.
Effective. Is what I've been diagnosed with, yeah.
So what does that feel like to what are you dealing with? Like, what, all right, everything's normal, and then when do you know you're dealing with this problem? Like, what's happening in you or in your mind? What is it?
Yeah, so okay, so
like, give me an example.
Okay, so I'll give you an example. So for example, when I believe a lot of it's spiritual, just for the fact that that's what I believe, and that's what I've experienced. Every time I get closer to God, or every time I share the gospel more, it just like it happens more. So for example, I'll just feel this dark presence around me, whether you want to call it demonic, whether you want to call it something else, a hallucination or anything like that. I feel this demonic presence around me when I'm at certain points so that's one part of it. Just this, you just feel this darkness around you, and then it kind of tries to make you fearful, and it'll be like, for example, I was trying to rip my Bible when I was trying to read the Bible, and then I could just felt this involuntary reaction in my hand where I was just trying to rip the Bible. And then but that doesn't bother me. I've learned to deal with the hallucinations and stuff, or the whatever you want to call it, hallucinations or demonic. I've learned to deal with that. The main thing is that's hard for me to deal with is the mood stuff. So like especially on medicine, so antipsychotic blocks the dopamine in your system, so like you don't feel the everyday pleasures of somebody that would normally feel so for example, if you have a good conversation, you feel this dopamine, or if you're in a romantic relationship and you hold somebody's hand or something, you get that spark of dopamine, or if you exercise, you feel that spark of dopamine. What antipsychotics do with the medicine is it blocks your dopamine, basically, and it makes you feel numb. And the best way to describe it is a dark cloud of just negativity where you just can't, you feel like you can't escape from it. It's just like this, like doom and gloom. And then the only way I escape from it is sports and connecting with people and pursuing my purpose. If I'm not doing and seeking God, like prayer or listening to music, worship music or other music, but if I'm just alone in my thoughts, I just have this dark cloud of negativity and I don't feel anything. Like I didn't cry for 6 months at a time. Like I didn't feel any emotion at all, except for I didn't really feel any emotion. It was just this numb feeling, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So when you just said about the, you use a lot of terminology I can't even pronounce. you said anti-psychotics or something?
Psychotics. Yeah.
That's a drug you take?
Yes.
And then it makes it to where you don't feel dopamine or those feel good feelings?
Yeah.
And then what is the purpose for that? Like why do you have to take that? What is it? Why you need that?
Yeah, so it blocks the it's supposed to regulate the it's supposed to make you stop you from having psychotic episodes where you're just like, for example, I've been convulsed where I'm just like flailing in the air just convulsing, literally basically having like a seizure, and then just like, or it's just basically going psychotic, basically going crazy, where I don't know the difference between reality I don't know reality. I'm just like in this, it's like feels like a dream where you just like, you can't distinguish. I've had it happen to me about like 8 times where I just start literally going crazy where I just see black out and then I don't remember what happens, or I think the water is demonic, or I think something is demonic, and then I start like just going absolutely crazy and I can't do anything to stop it. It's supposed to stop those types of feelings, which it does. It's supposed to stop those types of like just psychotic episodes, you know, where you're just absolutely going insane is the best way I can describe it.
Right. So this is the thing that I don't understand. So is it like, let's just say that you're home, you're just chilling, nothing's going on. Maybe you're watching TV or on your laptop, anything. You're just doing nothing. Out of nowhere, you just start having like an emotional response, is it something in your physical body? Like, all right, I'm not asking about spiritual right now.
Okay.
So, because I know that, like, I believe people could be demon possessed and stuff too. But I'm just talking about your physical response. So let's say that you're just by yourself doing nothing. Are you saying that out of nowhere you'll just start feeling something and then you have to take this drug? Or are you like how you were talking about your thoughts? Or are you in your thoughts and then your thoughts are triggering your emotions and then you have to take the drug? Which, like, what is it? Or is it either of those?
Say the latter thing again.
The
last one, yeah.
So let's say, or because you were talking about your thoughts, are you like overthinking? Like, are you thinking so much to the point to where your body starts having a physical reaction like that? Do you think that that is something going on? Or is it you're just doing nothing and then out of nowhere you start feeling something? Like, are you in your thoughts, are you making yourself get to that place? Or is it like you're by yourself and then nothing's going on and then out of nowhere just feel like you're getting like taken over, like you were saying?
Yeah, it's literally just being taken over. Like, wow. I don't overthink. Like, I used to struggle with like overthinking and stuff, and I still do a little bit, but no, it's just out of nowhere. Like, the more, like, for example, it's always when, like I said, yeah, it's just all of a sudden I'll feel this demonic presence and then it'll get overwhelming. And I've learned to manage it, but it's like, it's just this involuntary reaction in my hands and they just, it just starts. It doesn't. Yeah.
I remember one time you tell me that you were on YouTube and then you saw like a negative comment and then you were like triggered. I think that's what I'm asking you. Is like something triggering that in the moment? Like, let's say you're reading the Bible. Like, was there something in the Bible that triggered you, or like, I'm just trying to understand that.
So as far as the psychotic episodes, which is just basically me going crazy. As far as those, it's always, like I said, been where I'm just trying to, like, for example, one time it happened when I was worshiping. Another time it happened when I was like trying to read the Bible. So yeah, there is certain things, like anytime I'm getting closer to God, it's like, that's when it happens. Or when, every time I'm like trying to do something for God, not every time, but like sometimes when I'm, so those are kind of the connections, the triggers that kind of launch me into that, I guess.
So, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, but in the moments that those are happening, do you take the drug before then or after? Like, let's say you get that episode, do you take it afterwards, or are you already on it but then it happens anyways and then you need to do it again? Like, what at what point are you, do you take the drug?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I take it every night, every morning. Like, sometimes I miss, but I take it every night and every morning, no matter what, like every single day, and then it still happens. So that's why I just, yeah, so I'm on the drug at those times, every time except the very first time it happened.
And you, but you think that it would be worse if you didn't take it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I've never. What do you, like, let's say when you said that you're worshiping, what's going on in your mind and in, like, during your worshiping, and then all of a sudden you feel like you're starting to have, like, an episode? What is, are you, like, fully conscious of what's going on in you at the time? And when it's happening, are you consciously aware of what's happening, or are you just, like, you just don't know?
Well, like, so, for example, the one time it was the most severe, I was just singing a worship song. I was like, I felt the presence of God, you know? And then all of a sudden, like, it felt like, the best way to describe it was like a battle between like the darkness and the light. Like, I felt his presence, and then like it wanted me to like sing louder. Like, something in my mind was like, sing louder, sing louder, sing louder. And then the louder I sang, the more like intense it got. And then all of a sudden, like, pretty much, so I was singing, and then I was feeling the presence of God because really strongly. And then I was kind of feeling like a battle between fear and peace. And then all of a sudden, like, got just out externally, got taken over. And all of a sudden, felt like I got externally taken over. And then all I see is black, and it felt like just a nightmare times like 10,000. It was like, or 10 times like 1,000. It's like, it was like, all I saw was like darkness, and I just kind of like started having like kind of like this crazy movements. Like, I don't even know. I somehow blacked out, and then I felt like just this like immense pressure of like dark. All I saw was black, and then it was just so hard to explain, but all I saw was just black, and then like this like demonic presence, this darkness over me, and I wake up, and then the cops are just in my room, and then they're like, you're going to a mental hospital. And then like, it was just, it literally, I don't know how else to explain it except just, it felt like a nightmare times 1,000. You know, the fear you have when you have like a nightmare, it felt like that much fear and that much like attack times like 1,000, like actually in real life, like, does that make sense? I don't know. It's hard to explain.
So, like, the time when it's happening,
taking a little break. Okay, well, I appreciate you guys listening. Maybe we'll do another episode on this again. I appreciate you guys listening. Sorry if I didn't explain it the best. I have a hard time articulating myself, I guess, with this kind of stuff. So thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great day.